Office of Senator Kamaran Suldar, Senate Building, Coruscant.
High Lord Ivar Warkon, more recently known as Kamaran Suldar, was not having a good day. First had come the news of four Sith lost in the tunnels below the Jedi Temple after reports of encountering some form of life. A team sent to recover them had also vanished, also without reporting anything more substantial. Irritated, Warkon had suggested that perhaps the missing Sith had gotten turned around and were coming up with a pathetic excuse to explain their tardiness.
"That,"
he said archly to High Lord Shia, whom he had never much cared for.
"Or they were hallucinating after having enjoyed too many Jedi beverages."
And now this. He had known that Roki Kem would be arriving today, but he hadn't expected the entire Senate to be enraptured with the woman. Crowds had started forming around the outside of the Senate building before dawn, and the blue capes denoting the Senate security force were everywhere. It had taken him nearly 15 minutes to get to his personal office, and now he sat down at his large glass desk and attempted to compose himself. If ever he needed calm, it would be today. He permitted himself to enjoy the furnishings of his office, his gaze lingering on the beautiful glass sculptures he had brought with him from his home on Kesh. They were in display cases, on view but protected, as he looked at their stylized depictions of storms raging across a landscape. He felt calmer. In the end, what did it matter if 8 Sith had gotten lost in the labyrinth that was the Inner Temple? They would be found, or they would not. What did it matter if Roki Kem, new senator from Karras, was wildly popular before she had set foot on Coruscant? Let the news follow her if it wished. He would even see to it that BAMR got an exclusive story or two. The populace, dazzled by Kem and amused by Padmal Ovan, would be nicely distracted from what was really going on. All served the Sith, whether they did so willingly or even knowingly. A knock on his door distracted him from the pleasant fantasy of what Coruscant would soon look like under open Sith rule.
"Come,"
Warkon called. His assistant, Lady Inara Maesar, opened the Whirlwood door. Elegant and red-haired, Lady Inara's tailored tunic was completely professional and conservative, yet did nothing to diminish her stunning good looks. Normally calm and perfectly coiffed, she looked agitated and almost disheveled.
"Sir," she said, "bad news."
"Don't tell me. Senator Akari Kem has arrived,"
growled Warkon.
"No, sir, much worse. Senator Bramson is dead, and Senator Treen has tendered her resignation."
"What?"
he exploded, leaping to his feet and directing his fury at Inara.
"Details are just coming in,"
Inara said.
"The press is all over it."
"We'll get them off it."
"That's not as easy as you might think, sir. We'll get BAMR to cover it the way we want. But for right now, we just have to control what leaks."